弟兄姐妹朋友们大家好，我们很高兴又在主日里面啊重新的聚在一起，我们来敬拜神。最近呢，我是有一些特别的机会啊，看到一些刚刚出生的小孩，而且呢他们这个父母呢都是第一次啊做父母，是第一个出生的孩子。
And this is the first time they've been parents.
所以呢看到这个婴儿就非常的开心了。
So when they see the newborn, they're very excited.
如果你再看到那个父母的话，你知道他们就更开心。
And when you see those new parents, they're more excited.
第一次看到那么小的一个婴儿出生的时候，哇，自己的孩子那个兴奋呢是不可以啊用语言来描述。
It is indescribable to see a newborn that just won't come.
然后你过几天再看到他们的话，他们还是非常兴奋。
And even a few days later, they still continue to be very excited.
因为什么呢？因为他们说呢，这个婴儿长得很快。
And do you know why they're excited? Because those parents say, "Oh, this baby is growing so fast."
你每天看到婴儿不断的成长，
We see the newborn continue to grow.
但是你有没有想过，如果你这个婴儿如果不长的话，这个父母是什么样的心情？
So I have thought about it, the parents that to look at the babies are not growing at all, how do they feel?
是不是这个 baby 你们还觉得他这么可爱啊？
So still the baby is very cute.
本来就不一定是这样的感受。
So not necessary.
所以做父母的就是担心，就是忧虑。
And the parent will be worried and worried.
所以我以前在神学院的时候参加一个就是他们叫 Walking Through the Bible， 就是一个把圣经的所有的这个每一卷书啊都主题都讲一遍。
So when I was in the seminary school and we there was a group of us that goes to walk through the Bible series.
所以呢，当时我就看到一个图画，就类似这样的啊，是一个成年人呢穿着一个呆裤。
And so when I saw
the picture, I had to go.
And so I see a picture of a adult actually is in this picture, and the student.
So you, 大家应该知道这是圣经里哪一段经节。
And you probably know where the is in the Bible.
你有没有想出来
？Do you know where?
他们只吃奶。
And they only drink milk, but they cannot eat the solid food.
哥林多和腓布路讲啊，腓布路讲到了这，对。哥林多前书对吧
？The First Corinthians and Hebrews both talk about that.
所以呢，我想呢，我们是要成长啊。
And so you know that we need to grow.
我想不但是婴儿是这样的啊。
And not necessarily the newborns.
就是说我们属灵的生命也是要成长。
And so our spiritual need to grow.
Thank you. 那属灵的生命也是要不断的成长。那么我们要努力进到一个啊属灵的成熟里面。
And so we need to continue to grow spiritually, so we become mature.
那么，不但我们每个人要成长，教会也要成长。
And so not an individual need to grow, the church need to grow as well.
所以我们今天来看以弗所书的话，我们就继续来思想说，这里面教导我们教会作为基督徒属灵的生命，作为一个教会的团体，我们怎么样追求属灵生命的成长。
And so in the Ephesians, when we look at this passage.How the church can continue to grow maturely.
那么在以弗所书的我们前面已经讲过了三章哈。
And so we talked about the first three chapters already.
那保罗在前三章基本上讲的都是属灵的真理。
And so the first three chapters talked about the truth.
那么从第四章开始，那保罗讲到生活方面的应用。
And so for chapter four, it talked about the life application.
那么今天我们看到以弗所书的。第四章第一节到第十六节。
So we're going to read the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 16.
那这一段经文主要讲的就是基督徒的教会的生活。
And so we're talking about what's specified the church life.
好，如果你有圣经的话，请你打开圣经以弗所书，在新约圣经以弗所书第四章第一节到第十六节。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 16.
我来读中文，李安卡来读英文。以弗所书第四章第一节到第十六节。好，我们来读第一节 酒被我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Verse 1, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络。
Make every effort to keep the unity.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
And there's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called.
一主，一信，一喜。
One Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，贯乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
This is why he says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？
What does he ascend to mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions?
那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists.And some to be pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
And so until we reach unity in the faith.
认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
In the knowledge of the Son of God, and became mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
So we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves.And blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful skin.
唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him, who is the head, that is Christ.
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职。照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grow and build itself up in love as each part does its work.
感谢神，这段经文是非常宝贵的。
This is a very precious passage.
对，这段经文告诉我们怎么样有一个教会的生活。
So that this passage teaches us what kind of teach us how to have a church life.
也帮助我们来思想，我们作为基督徒，作为教会，怎么样变成在主里面更加的长寿。
And so also help us as a Christian in church, how can we be more mature?
这节经文呢，这段有很多有一些经文是非常著名的经文。
And some of the verses are extremely famous.
比如说第一节经文讲到，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Especially in verse 1, when you talk about that, we need to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
这句经文是要背下来。
And you need to memorize this verse.
不但背下来，是用来默想。
And besides memorize, you also need to meditate on.
基本上这句经文就是后面保罗所讲的生活经文的一个概括跟总结。
And so it's a conclusion of what he talked about later on.
不论做什么事，就当于怎么样？就当于蒙召恩相称。
No matter what you do, you need to live a life worthy of the calling and have been received.
而且这个第十二节的经文呢，就是我们教会今年的这个主题的经文。
And the verse 12 is the theme of our church this year.
为要成全信徒， 各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so the body of Christ may be built up.
所以我们大家要一起在主里面彼此的建造。
So we all need together to build up each other.
最后还有一节经文是我们大家常常知道的。
And there's another verse we are very familiar with.
那在第十五节。
And so in verse 15.
唯用爱心说诚实话。
And instead of speaking the truth in love.
以前教会有个弟兄，他最爱用这一句。
And there's one brother I know that just love to use this verse.
你知道他说完这一句话之后，后面那句话就不太好听。
And so you know, after you say this, the one after that is not very pretty.
唯用爱心说诚实话。
And so speaking truth in love.
爱心有没有不知道，但他后面那句话是个大实话。
And whether there's a lot or not, but the truth actually, after that, we heard.
实际上，这个不是这个经文所要讲的。
And this is about the verse we talk about.
这里说，爱心说诚实话是让我们说真理，说真理。
So talk about speaking the truth in love, talk about speaking the truth.
很多时候，他可能说的是他心里真的想说的话。
And when this brother always use this word to say whatever he want to say.
不一定是真理。
And not necessarily is true.
所以我们知道怎么样去应用和正确的应用圣经里告诉我们。
So we need to apply accurately.
用爱心所成事。
And just speaking the truth.
所以这段经文告诉了我们好多好多非常实际的对我们生活上的应用。
And so this passage really teaches us a lot of our applications.
所以呢，当初教会刚刚成立，第一开始全部是犹太人。
And in the beginning, the church started with all the Jewish.
但是很快外邦人的不是犹太人的信主的越来越多。
And so later, the Gentiles became Christians.
保罗所建立的教会基本上都是外邦人为主的。
And so the Paul had built church that usually is the mainly Gentile.
所以犹太人是越来越少的。
And so the Jewish became less and less.
怎么在教会里面让这两组不同的人可以合而为一？
And so how do we unify those two groups?
所以这是保罗在以弗所书所强调的主题。
And so this is the focus of the edition.
所以一个成熟的教会啊，它的第一个特点就是它有一个合一的标志。
And so if it is a very mature church, the first sign is there's a symbol of a unity.
所以保罗在这里列了七重的合一。
And here they talk about seven ones.
所以七重分的三节不同的来讲。
And so the seven ones there's divided into three parts.
所以这里面讲到圣灵只有一个。
And talk about the only one spirit.
第五节讲到主也只有一个。
And there's only one Lord.
那么最后一节第六节讲到神也只有一个。
There's only one God.
怎么样？这是三位一体的神。
And talk about Trinity God.
所以教会怎么样可以合一啊
？And how the church is going to be unity?
就是因为我们所敬拜所侍奉的神是三位一体的神。
And the one that we worship, that we worship is the Trinity God.
所以合一是建立在神的属性和这个基础之上。
And so the unity actually is rooted in the nature of attributes of God.
所以这七个合一里面，三个都是啊，我们这三位一体的这个三个位格的神。
The seven ones has a three talk about the Trinity God.
那另外四个也和这三位一体的神有关系。
The other four ones has to do with the Trinity God's one.
讲到身体只有一个。
And talk about one body.
这个身体就是指的教会。
And talk about church.
是基督的身体。
And talk about the church of Christ.
所以跟基督有关系。
Has to do with Christ.
那么讲到说盼望只有一个。
And talk about one hope only one.
我们盼望也是在我们在基督里面的盼望。
And the hope in Christ.
那讲到信心。
And talk about faith.
信心讲到我们对神的信心。
And faith in God.
我们讲到洗礼
，and talk about baptism。
洗礼，我们是在圣灵，因为圣灵啊的工作是我们洗礼归在基督的名下。
And because the Holy Spirit works, so we can be baptized。
所以可以说，教会生来就是存在这个多样性。
And so you can tell the church has a lot of diversity。
那么这种多样性一直存在在教会当中。
And it's always exists in church。
那么我们生来的这个 DNA 里面。就有合一的这个本性。
And so in our DNA, we have this unity.
这个本性就在乎于我们所敬拜、所服侍的这位神。
And it's up to this the person we worship.
那是不是说教会合一就是件容易的事情
？And so you think unity in church is easy?
实际上是不容易啊。
And it's very difficult.
就是因为不容易才要讲啊。
And because it's very difficult, that's why we need
to talk about. 主耶稣在上十字架之前，他为这些门徒，为他们，为将来的我们这些所有的门徒的祷告，你知道一个主题是什么？
And so what you know what he prayed about before he died on the cross?
就是合而为。
Is to have unity.
反反复复的讲合而为。
And to be one together.
也事实上也看到说，教会发展两千年的这个历史，你知道。合一真是非常不容易做得到。
And if you look at the history of Christian history for 2,000 years, unity is extremely difficult.
所以教会大概在主公元大概一千年左右的时候就会分裂开东方的教会跟西方的教会。
And so when maybe the 1000 AD, there's a two church has divided, the east and west.
那么东方的教会就是东正教，那么西方的教会呢？
And East is the Catholic, and the West
is
the Orthodox.
对，后来在十六世纪的时候呢，那么我们这个有新教从这个天主教里面再次出来。
So 1600, there's the new Christian, renewed Christian from Catholic.
所以合一啊，一直是教会要一直要努力。
And so unity is something that church has to work very hard.
说教会在不断不分化。
And so even though you see the division,
但神的工作一直在不断。
But you see God's work continue.
所以作为一个教会要想成长和成熟的话，
If the church need to grow and be mature,
所以合一是必不可少。
And unity is essential.
那么在我们讲这个以弗所书第一开始，我们就讲过以弗所书的以弗所教会的一个情况。当时我们说，一个健康的教会的标志是什么？
So when we start beginning of the study of the Ephesians, we talk about what is the most important thing for a healthy church.
一个健康的教会首先是合一的教会。
And first of all, it has unity.
然后是一个彼此相爱的教会。
And the church will love each other.
是一个重视属灵教导的教会。
And it's really a focus on the spiritual teaching.
那当我们讲到一个属灵教会的时候，
And talk about spiritual church.
我们还是要讲属灵教会的一个特征是什么？是个合一的教会。
And what's the characteristic of a spiritual church is that unity.
而且这个合一呢，比第一开始讲的合一那个要求就更高了。
And now talk about unity, the requirement is much higher than before.
不仅是大家彼此相爱就可以。
And not only we love each other.
而是合一，大家可以一起的同工，一起的服侍。
And we can work together to serve.
所以整个教会就像凝成一股的力量哈。
And so we have a in one strength.
能够按照基督的心意来带领
教会。And according to God's heart,
这个是非常不容易的。
And this is very, very difficult to accomplish.
尤其对我们华人教会是这样子。
And especially to our Chinese church.
因为我们大家从不同的地方来。
And so we came from all over the place.
然后我们都讲不同的语言。
And we speak different languages.
然后我们背景都不一样。
We have different background.
做事的方式不一样。
And we will do things different.
再加上我们属灵的程度。
And spiritual degrees are a little different.
所以要想做到合一啊，不是容易。
So complete unity is very difficult.
所以这里需要我们每个人都要付出努力。
So we have to put everyone to make effort to achieve that.
而且要特别的珍惜这样的。
We also need to treasure that as well.
不是说呢，这个东西很容易得来，得来大家要珍惜这样的机会。
And so when we have unity, we need to treasure the unity.
要不弃一切的代价来维护。
Make every single effort to protect it.
那以前我一个教会，我在服侍的时候呢，有一个机会我去做一个做一个葬礼。
And so one time there was a church I was giving memorial service.
那这个葬礼呢是一个很特别的情况，因为这个当事人是自杀而死亡。
And this service was very unique because the person who I was doing memorial service, that person committed suicide.
而且这个家庭呢，实际上他们还不是基督徒啊。
And the family actually were not Christians.
所以要帮助他们这个家庭怎么样去处理这些后事。
So we need to help the family to continue to take care after that person's death.
而且呢，还要帮助他们家庭怎么样去面对这个突如其来的这个变故。
And how to face that unexpected.
所以当时我们就在教会为他们举行祭祀礼拜。
So we had this memorial service in our church.
但因为考虑到这个家庭，他们很多人，他们的父母啊都是从中国来的，我们就决定说整个祭祀礼拜呢就全部用中文，没有英文的翻译。
And so because the family came from China, so we decided to use Chinese to conduct the service.
对， 那结果我们教会呢，有一些讲英文的人呢，他们也知道了这个情况，他们也来参加追思礼。
And some people speak English in our church, they decide to come as well.
他们也去来啊，怎么样去支持这个家庭
？So they want to support this family.
不过呢，我这个没有翻译，所以有些人是一点中文都不懂。
And so because there's no translation, those people who do not speak Chinese do not understand it.
所以当不过整个的这个这个追思礼拜呢，还是蛮不错啊，所以非常好，非常感动。
So the memorial service actually was very moving and went very smoothly.
那这个家庭呢，都非常的感谢教会帮助他们。
The family very appreciative what church has done for them.
那其中我们教会的一个老姐妹呢，她80岁了，然后她是从这里出生长大，一句中文都不懂。
So there was one elderly sister in her 80s. She was born in the United States, did not speak Chinese.
然后她就跑过来跟我说，她说。Pastor Chen, 他就说非常感谢你做了这么好的一个追思礼拜。
And so she came to me and thanked me. She said, Pastor Chen, I want to thank you so much that you conduct this wonderful service.
所以我就非常感动。我说你感谢我什么呢？你一句都没听懂。
So I was very happy. I said, what do you want to thank me for? You did not even understand what I said.
但是你知道，因为爱的缘故哈，因为教会合一的缘故。
Because of the unity, because of love.
他知道说他乐意付出这样的牺牲跟代价
，and she's willing to pay the sacrifice，
为的是这个家庭，他们可以享受到这个追思礼拜，这个基督徒在教会里办追思礼拜的这个美好。
And so she want to do that so the family can really experience the wonderful the unity of the beautiful the service that church has provided。
所以教会里很多的时候是让我们大家都有彼此这样的见证。
And so very often the church we need to have that kind of testimony.
我们牺牲自己的，我们为了是整个教会可以更加的能够在一起合一，更好的见证。
To sacrifice ourselves so we have a more unity in church.
所以一个成熟的教会，它也是有这个合一的特征。
And so a mature church usually has characteristics of unity.
但是它对合一的要求是更高的。
But the requirement is much higher.
那么除了这个合一之外还有什么呢
？And besides unity, what else?
那么成熟教会的一个特征，那就是它才有多样性。
And so besides the unity, the natural characteristic is has a lot of diversity.
就像我上次讲过的，合一不是单一的。
And so singleness does not equal unity.
所以合一呢是在多样化的一个情况下去。
So unity actually is bring all the diversity together in one.
我知道我们当中很多人是从中国来的啊。
And a lot of many of you came from China.
如果在文化大革命那个时期，你知道中国那个单一是什么样
？And so even under the Cultural Revolution, you understand what is the singleness means.
那个照片在大街上人走，所有人穿的衣服就是三种颜色：灰的、蓝的跟绿的。
And so those pictures that you see at that time, everybody wear the similar color, the gray and blue and green.
那么那个时候，他整个国家上下真的是很合一的看法。
And it looks like the whole country seems in unity.
但是那个是单一哈。
And but that's only symbol.
那个是表面的。
And that's on the surface.
那我们讲的合一啊，不是这样的。
So when we talk about unity, it's different.
合一呢是有多样性的。
And has a lot of diversity.
所以这就是为什么保罗在第七节之后，他就开始讲说，哎呀，神借着基督。给每个人都有不同的恩赐。
And so after this, the verse 7 talk about the Christ has the gift to all men.
所以这里有什么样的恩赐呢
？What are the gifts we talk about?
所以呢，这我们看到第十一节就列出了，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师跟教师。
And the verse 11 talk about apostles, and there's some prophets and some evangelists, and also the teachers and pastors.
我想这个。单子所列出来的恩赐是不全的。
And we know the list of the gifts here is not complete.
那整个圣经里面讲到这个恩赐的话，大概讲了20余种。
And there's almost close to about around 20 or more than 20 gifts in the Bible.
神给教会给信徒有不同的恩赐来服侍教会。
And God has given the different gifts to people to serve together.
所以说讲到。在教会里面的话，不是一个人来服侍。
And when you talk about church, not one person to serve.
那教会里呢，也不是几个人在服侍。
And so only few people to serve.
教会应该是所有的人都要来参与的。
And so the church you talk about everyone together that to serve together.
也从这里基本上强调了两个概念。
And so there are two concepts here.
就第一个概念就是说，每一个信徒都有恩赐。
And talk about the first is that every Christian has a gift.
所以我常说你千万不要说自己没有恩赐。
And don't ever say you do not have a gift.
如果基督徒说我没有恩赐啊。
If you say I don't have the gifts,
那说好像是你没有得救一样。
And so when we talk about you are not, you're not saved.
每个人都有。
Everyone has a gift.
但是没有一个人是怎么样具备所有的恩赐。
But not the one person has all the gifts.
所以这就让我们知道说，在教会里面呢，是每个人都要参与的。
And so talk about church, everyone needs to work together, participate.
所以你们请了一个牧师来之后，你千万不要以为说，啊，这回可好了，牧师可以全包一切。
And so now we invite a new pastor. So now this is wonderful. The pastor will do everything.
不可能了，我肯定没有所有的恩赐。
And that's impossible because I do not possess all the gifts.
我只有这么一两种就不错了。
And have just a few. That's pretty good, right?
但是神就会有配搭不同的人，不同的。
But God gives different people different gifts, so we can work together.
所以大家一起来服侍神。
So we all together to serve the Lord.
所以大家一起使用恩赐来服侍的时候，教会的合一就在这里面。
So when we serve all together with different gifts, that's where we see the unity.
所以这就是我们讨我们所讲的合一。
And this is what we talk about the unity.
不是表面的合一。
It's not on the surface.
也不是单一而已。
It's also not singleness.
而是在这种多样化的情况下，能够不断的彰显出神。
And it's under this diversity that we can exemplify the gospel.
就是在这种每个人都使用恩赐当中。
And just because everybody is exercising their gifts.
我们可以彼此的成长。
And so we can continue to grow.
我们可以成熟。
And we can be mature.
我们教会也才可以。
So our church can be more mature.
以前有公司啊。这个主管非常是一个很聪明的人。
And so there was a company, the CEO of the company is very smart.
因为他底下的员工呢，也常常会有争吵。
And so he's a lot of his employees like to fight.
他这个争吵的事情让他很头痛啊。
So he had a lot of headache because of the problem.
他不知道怎么解决。
So he didn't know how to resolve the problem.
会有一天他想了一个好办法。
So he thought of one good idea.
有了两个员工又来争吵是吧
？So there were two employees were fighting.
他就派他们两个做一个工作。
So he sent them to do a work together.
做什么工作呢？就发现那两个人去擦玻璃。
He saw he asked the two go to clean the window.
大的玻璃啊，窗户、门呐、啊，一个人在这边擦，一个人在另外一边擦。
And so he sent those two people to clean the window and the door. One person over the side, the other person over the other side.
所以当两个人在擦玻璃，他没办法吵。
And so,
说话也不行的，对不对
？So when they were between the window and the glasses, they could not really talk, fight.
所以你知道在一起做事的时候啊，你必须要两个互相配合。
And you know when you work together, you have to learn to work with each other.
你不配合的话，那工作没有办法做好。
If you don't work together, then you cannot accomplish the job.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们神把我们放在一个教会里，就是让我们来彼此一起配合。
And so God put us in one church so we can work together.
那么我们才可以变得更加的成熟。
So we can be more mature.
所以这是成熟教会的第二个特点。
So that is the second characteristic of a mature church.
每个人都来参与。
Everyone participates.
那么第三个特点是什么呢
？And what's the third one?
就大家都有一个属灵追求的心。
Everyone, all the desire spiritual growth.
就说。我们的品格要被改变。
And our character needs to be changed.
说来到教会里面，我们不仅是参加崇拜而已，而是借着我们跟敬拜，借着我们跟神的沟通。
And not only just come to church and decide the worship and to communicate with the Lord.
借着我们生命的改变，让我们的品格呀能够升华。
So our life changes, so we have a better characters.
所以这里呢，第二节经文我们看到。保罗这里讲成四个基督徒的品格。
And so in verse 2 talk about the four characters.
我为什么说这是基督徒的品格呢
？Why I said this are the Christian characters.
这个东西呢，一般的人呢，不认为这是个品格的。
And to a lot of people, non-Christian, they not necessarily think it's a special virtues.
可能认为这是个弱点。
And they might even think it's a weakness.
这四个，一个是谦虚，
one is talk about humility,
一个是温柔，
and one is gentleness,
一个是忍耐，
and patience,
一个是宽容，
and the other one is tolerance.
那个谦虚是什么呢？
What is humility?
谦虚的话呢，我觉得其实英文翻的比较好，应该是其实翻成谦卑比较好。
And so maybe humble or humility, or lowliness.
因为呢，我们中国人也很谦虚的啊。
And very often the Chinese people are very humble.
我们中国人讲谦虚，一直讲什么是比较含蓄嘛。
And so we're very reserved when we talk about humble.
我们看到有人要请你上呢，上他家去做客，他会跟你说哈，欢迎你光临什么。
And so when you invite someone come to your home, you always say, "Oh, welcome to come our full house."
对，这个贵宾来临是蓬荜生辉，对不对
？And so the guest usually will make your house shining.
他其实他住的是豪宅哈。
大家要说 wonderful house.
对对。然后陛下。在下略备什么粗茶淡饭
啊？就是some very simple food and just not very good tea.
实际上他煮的都是山珍海味。
But actually prepared a wonderful meal.
一定要这么讲哈，那表示我们谦虚。
And the Chinese people love to say it, so that means we are humble.
实际上你要真的说我去他们家吃饭，他就给我吃这个粗茶淡饭的话，他肯定不开心了，是吧？
So if you really say I'm going to treat you with a very simple food, which is not very good tea, and people are not going to be happy.
这是谦虚
，and that's humble，
不是圣经所讲。
But that's what the Bible talks about。
可是圣经讲的谦卑是什么呢
？And what the Bible talks about？
圣经讲的谦卑不是自卑。
It's not inferiority。
他知道自己的价值在哪里。
You know what your value。
但是他肯定别人的价值，肯定别人的贡献。
But also affirm other people's value as well。
所以他不仅以自己的能力。和这个优势来去强压别人。
And it's not about finding your own position to oppress others.
所以跟世界上讲的啊很难对等，因为你现在我们在世界上要去工作，我们要去面试工作，你要怎么讲？你不能说你什么都不会，人家不要你，对不对？
So,
你要说你什么都会才行。
So it's not like about the world. And when you go to have an interview, then you cannot to be humble to say I don't know anything. You have to boast to tell them you know everything.
那么除了谦卑之外呢，就还有温柔。
And here, besides the humility, also talk about gentleness.
这个温柔呢，不是说没有骨气这个人。
And so gentleness does not mean you do not have bad heart.
也不是说这个人呢逆来顺受的那种。
And the sun is that you just bring and bear.
而是说他内心的那种平和。
And it's talk about inner peace.
所以不论外面的环境怎么样。
And doesn't matter outside the circumstances.
他以一个非常平静的心去面对周围的人和事。
Has a very peaceful heart to face everything around that person.
所以这个谦卑跟这个温柔两个其实是有关联的。
So humility and gentleness is related.
所以在这里面的话，我们就看到说，保罗实际上在原文里面是用一个介词，把这两个品德放在一起。
And so the Paul is using one preposition to connect those two words together.
那么另外两个忍耐和宽容。
Then the other two is patience and tolerance.
其实这两个也是密切相关的。
And those are closely connected.
所以这两个也是用了一个介词连在一起。
And it's also used one preposition together.
因为这个忍耐呢，跟宽容啊，实际上是相关的东西。
And patience and tolerance are connected.
但是也还有一点点不一样。
And slightly different.
忍耐是什么呢
？What is patience?
是忍耐啊，是别人呢跟你不太一样。
And patience means that people are different than you.
你要能够去接纳。
And you need to learn to accept.
我们都习惯说我们有自己的做事的方式方法。
And we like to know that we always have the way we like to do things.
如果别人跟我们不一样，我们就很难过。
And when other people are different, they get miserable.
你看到没有？夫妻俩常常出门都会为这个时间来争吵。
And sometimes a couple have a fight before they leave the house.
因为有的人呢喜欢准时的。
And some people like to be on time.
他不喜欢晚。
And does not like to be.
所以早早就准备好要走。
So that person always prepare and ready to go.
有的人呢是没所谓的，他很放松的。
And some people can care less about the time.
所以呢，这个时间观念不一样，两个人就会啊有不一样的事情。
They have different value about the time, so then they have.
所以这个是忍耐哈。
And so this is the talk about patience.
忍耐就是别人不一样，但是我们可以接受。
participation means that where other people are different, but we're willing to accept.
那宽容是什么呢？
And what is tolerance?
宽容呢是别人家做错了事情。
And it's talk about people making mistakes.
我们呢不会特别的斤斤计较。
And we're not getting very petty about.
能够宽容别人的过错。
So we're allowing others.
所以这四个品格啊，并不是说基督徒所有的品格，但是是非常重要。
And those four Christian virtues not cover everything, but it's extremely important here.
这是一个属灵的教会、属灵的基督徒展现出来的啊，在他生命中所展现出来的一个成熟的标志。
And it reflects the Christian's maturity.
那么怎么样可以达到这样的
？How can we achieve that?
我们怎么样去练习啊
？How do we exercise?
所以这里呢？实际上，保罗给出了我们答案。
And the Paul has given us the answers.
那就是在第十五节。
And it's in verse 15.
告诉我们凡事长进。
And then here talk about everything.
连于元首基督。
And then we will connect everything, connect together.
就是要与基督联合在一起。
In all things that we are connect together.
什么叫与基督联合在一起
？And so what does that mean that from him the whole body joined together?
就是按照基督的方式去生活。
And to live according to God's way.
以前有这个有些人常常手上带一个这样的 band 啊。
And so people usually use to wear a wristband.
那 band 上就写着WWJD.
And so WWJD.
大家知道什么意思吗？What Jesus would do.
耶稣会做什么？
就是耶稣会做什么？这个就是一个很好的提醒。
And this is really a good reminder.
当我们遇到各种各样的情况的时候
，So we're facing all different situations.
我们常常会提醒的，如果耶稣在我的这个情况下，我们应该怎么样
？If Jesus in our situation, what would Jesus do?
所以我们在这个星期开车在来这边之前，我们在 Costco 加油。
And so before we came to a drive back here, we went to the Costco to fill our gas.
你是 Costco 家的，大家都排队的是吧
？And so you in Costco that you have to line up.
哎，我排的这个队呢，正好好像比较快一点啊。
And so the gas station I was in, and actually the line is moving faster.
所以当前面几辆车夸停到前面去加油，我正准备派从另外一条排队的啊，那个可能排的比较慢，有一个人突然就是插过来，插在我前面了。
And so the other lines were moving much faster, slower. So there was one car all of a sudden cutting my line and
cutting my line. 你插不也没有这样插的吧？就插在我前面，他就占了最后的一个那个加油的那个泵哈。
So he went to other line and cut to my in front of me.
所以我也就摆摆手，没有办法。
And so I was a little helpless.
Yeah, 那你可以胖他。你也可以跟他去 argue， 但是国家
没有一样。You can hug him or you can argue with him, but I don't think that's necessary.
所以呢，有的时候，很多的时候需要我们啊，真是想到说，耶稣在我们这个情况下，他会怎么去做
？And very often in the situation, we need to ask God, if He is in our situation, what would He do?
弟兄姐妹，教会要成长。
And the church to grow.
因为我们自己也要成长。
We individual has to grow.
所以我们就不会随着年龄的增加而每天来担心和忧伤，我们就会像小孩子那样，还非常的激动，因为你怎么样都有在成长嘛。
And so when we grow older, we're not like children anymore because we are growing.
你知道小孩子长个的时候，他们是多激动啊
！And you know it's very exciting when we see the children growing.
他们在家里常常都在墙上、在门上画一个印儿，我今天长到哪里了
？And so sometimes at home they have a mark.Tell them how much they have grown.
Yeah, 特别是他们的身高开始超过的时候啊。
Especially their the heights continue to grow.
哎，看着今天比妈妈高了，明天又比爸爸高了，是不是
？And today I'm taller than my mom. The next day I'm taller than my dad.
非常开心。
And I'm very excited.
所以弟兄姐妹，不论我们年纪多大
，And doesn't matter how old we are.
如果我们坚持在耶稣基督里面成长的话
，If we continue to insist.
我们每天也都是这样开心和激动的。
And we'll be so exciting every day.
因为以前做不做了的事情，你现在可以做得到。
And the things that we could not do in the past, now we can do it.
所以神赐给我们心里面的平安。
So the God gives us inner peace.
所以我们感谢主，我们这个教会啊，就有很多很好的成熟的基督徒。
And we want to thank the Lord in our church. There's a lot of very mature Christians.
所以我们教会才能有今天这样的局面。
And so we can have this here today.
那我们也感谢主，我们教会呢有很多新的基督徒。
We also want to thank the world. We have a lot of new Christians.
所以我们要努力在教会里，在主里面怎么寻求来成长。
And we also need to continue make every effort to continue to grow.
一定要长成满有基督的身量。
And to grow into the fullness of Christ.
所以这是主给我们的一个命令。
And so this is God's special command for us.
所以一个成熟的教会是一个合一的教会。
And a church is a mature is a church with unity.
一个成熟的教会是他。很多的人都在发挥恩赐来一起服侍。
And a mature church, each one of us exercise our own gifts.
所以一个成熟的教会是里面有很多的成熟的基督徒。
And there's a lot of mature Christian church.
所以当外面的人来到我们当中，他一看这里面的人，哇，很有爱心。
And when all people come to our church, they see the people in church is wow, people with a lot of love.
然后他们都是很谦卑。又是很温柔，又是很忍耐，又有宽容的心。
And people are actually very humble, and they are gentle, and they are patient, and they are very tolerant.
所以感谢主，在我们的生命当中啊，有很多遇到着很多这样的基督徒，都成为我的榜样。
And there's a lot of great models for me that doing my spiritual work.
最近我有参加我以前的神学院的一个校友的聚会。
And so there was a reunion from our seminary school.
所以我们大家坐一起谈呢，就想到说当初在读神学院的时候那段时间怎么样。
And we were talking about those days when we were studying in seminary.
哎呀，大家都非常怀念那段。
We really have a good time.
因为我们在读书的时候呢，正好我去的时候呢，那个神学院里好多。这个非常资深的教授当时还在。
And there was a lot of very senior professors still there at the time when I started.
然后这几年我每年收到神学院的通讯，就发现他们一个一个的过世。
And then sometimes you see the notice that many have passed away.
其中有一位教授啊，叫 Howard Hendricks.
And there's one professor Howard Hendricks.
那我们每个神学生进去神学院第一年选课都会选他的课。
And every one of us have to take his class first.
这个 Dr. Hendrick 他是非常会教书的。
And he's very good at teaching.
你听他的课一个多小时，你不会打盹的。
And you never fall asleep when you listen to his lecture.
从头到尾你都不，他把你的注意力都会抓住。
It totally captures your attention.
而且呢，你就可以看到他生命中有个基督的那种香气在里面。
And usually there's a fragrance of Christ in him.
所以他连读一年，多少的神学生。都是在他的教室里面处处进进。
And there are so many seminary students go to his class.
影响了很多人。
And influenced so many people.
不过后来他得了癌症。
And later he had cancer.
得了癌症之后呢，他的一个眼睛啊，因为癌症很奇怪，对吧？他要把一只眼睛要挖出去。
And because he had cancer in his eye, so they have to remove his eye.
所以呢，当这个医生告诉他这个事情的时候啊
，And when doctor told him that.
他非常平静。
He was very peaceful.
说那个医生都非常奇怪，说啊，说告诉你这个一只眼睛要挖出去，他非常平静。他说别人都要从这屋里抬出去才行。
And so the doctor were very surprised how calm he was. Because other people heard the news, or sometimes we might take that person out.
所以呢，后来他那个眼睛没有了，他就放了一个黑眼罩在这里戴着。
So after he lost his eye, he put a eye shield over the eye.
然后他上课就跟我们说，你看你们的教授已经。没了一只眼睛了啊
！And sometimes people say, "Look at your professor, I lost one eye."
我在肩膀上放一只鹦鹉的话
，So if I put the parrot on my shoulder,
那就是这个，我是 Captain Hook， 还非常的幽默。
So it was very humorous.
所以从他的身上，这是我们学到一个敬畏神的人。
And so can we see someone who really learned God?
何等美好的心
！And that's a wonderful thing.
所以啊，他在神学院教书一直到八十几岁才。
He was teaching till he's in his 80s.
一生都不献身啊，这个神学院的啊，这个教书来培养神学生。
And so he committed his whole life to teaching seminary students.
弟兄姐妹，我们就是要有这样的目标。
And this is the goal we need to have.
愿我们大家一起勉励。
So we encourage each other.
一起在主里面成长。
And to continue to grow in Christ.
那个是我们非常非常激动的时刻。
And that will be so exciting.
感谢主赐给我们这个教会。
And I want to thank the Lord to give this church.
也让我们教会越来的越成熟。
So we'll continually mature.
我们可以交通神更多的恩典。
So we'll receive more grace from the Lord.
让我们起立祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your blessing.
因为知道你将你最好的赐给我们。
You have given the best to us.
你不但赐给我们救恩
，and besides salvation，
你赐给我们每个人都有恩典。
And you also give us a lot, so much gifts.
也赐给我们能力来服侍你。
And give us the strength to serve you.
愿你继续带领我们的教会
，continue lead our church，
来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹
，and help our sisters and brothers，
来祝福我们教会的领袖
，and bless the leaders，
让我们在主里面追求。彼此的合一。
In the Lord, we seek in the unity.
让我们弟兄姐妹彼此的爱教会，一起的参与服事。
And all the sisters and brothers participate in the service.
也愿主你亲自在我们当中来改变我们的生命。
And you are among us to change our life.
使我们更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样
式。So we're more like your son Jesus.
使教会可以彰显你的荣耀。
So the church can reflect your glory.
愿主你赐福我们在座的每一位。
And you continue to bless every one of us here.
我们这样祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.